From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump issued another warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a day after Pyongyang said it was finalizing a plan to launch a salvo of four ballistic missiles to the waters off the shores of the U.S. territory of Guam.
He does something in Guam, it will be an event the likes of which nobody's seen before, what will happen in North Korea.
Trump said that his earlier comments vowing to inflict fire and fury on the reclusive communist regime for its nuclear weapons development program maybe were not tough enough, and that North Korea had better get their act together or they were going to be in trouble like few nations ever have been in trouble in the world. Kenya faces fraud allegations and protests after its Tuesday presidential elections. Witnesses say at least four people were killed in protests spanning multiple cities. Kenya's polling chief has confirmed allegations made by Kenyatta's opposition, Raila Odinga, that the election commission did suffer a hacking attempt. But they say the voting system wasn't compromised. Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is leading one of the observer missions in the country.
The question is, were they able to change any material results? Were they able to change anything? And that is measurable.
Odinga's campaign released 50 pages of computer logs, they say, proves his theory. But an independent cybersecurity expert told Reuters News says that that evidence is inconclusive. Kuwait told the Associated Press it will continue to grant visas to North Korean laborers whose wages allegedly aid Pyongyang in evading international sanctions. Kuwait's response shows the challenges the U.S. faces in trying to convince Gulf nations to fulfill sanctions.